The Champions League is back. The Champions League is back. And the Champions League is back. This is In Airplane Repair. To In Airplane Repair, the most unfiltered, uncensored and unprofessional football podcast on the internet. Joining me today to discuss the Champions League and the fact that it is back, among other things, Otto underscore Wolf is here, our expert statistician.
Hey, I've got some great Champions League stats ready for today.
That's what we expect of you, so thanks.
That is my role.
And Luke Stamper is here. Welcome, Luke.
Yeah, hello, good to be here.
How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, that's excellent. And making up his Twitter duo is Jasper Kawaja, our sports psychology expert. Hello.
Hello. Good to be here.
And what is your Twitter handle again? Remind us.
At Luke and Jasper. And we're on Instagram now.
Ah.
Very good, the Instagram.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, we're about to really take off, I think.
I'm late on Instagram.
Well, get on it.
Get on it, then. And our fan on the road is here, Johnny Vickers at the J Doggy Dog. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me again.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Excellent. I tell you who are doing all right. Liverpool are doing all right. They beat Spurs 2-1 in the league. Spurs were quite poor. Otto, did you watch the game?
Yeah, I did. Spurs were pretty poor, but like it was in the end, it was so much closer than it should have been.
Mm.
If Salah was in the form he was in last season, that game could have been like 5 or 6 to Liverpool. There were a lot of missed opportunities, even though they were good attacking, but they just didn't take their chances. And then Tottenham really could have ended 2-2 in the end.
Probably should have ended 2-2 if that penalty.
Well, yeah, I think that was definitely a penalty on Sun.
Yeah. Mane like shot a couple of times when he probably should have passed and.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of stick for that, isn't he?
I thought Salah did the same, didn't he? And Klopp had to go at him as well.
Yeah. It was a good performance by Liverpool, but Spurs were like, it was a bit like watching Spurs from like maybe 4 years ago. Like, what's going on at Spurs, Jasper?
Well, as Johnny said before, they're still half a yard off the pace, aren't they? But they just...
I've got a good fact about that, actually.
Go on.
So the last time Tottenham played Liverpool, Kane made, he made 64 sprints, and this match he made 6.
That's very interesting.
That sounds like
very exaggerated bullshit. That's what I heard.
I mean, unlike Spurs, they normally have some kind of plan or system, and they really go out and you know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Liverpool game, it wasn't like they had any idea what they were doing.
Luke, what did you think of the selection of Dier, Dembele, and Winks in midfield?
I was very disappointed to see my boy Dembele having a terrible game. And then Dier, he's not a great player, is he? And who's the other one?
Winks.
Winks. Yeah, I mean, if I haven't heard of him, probably not up to much. So, poor selection from Pochettino, I say. Except for Dembele, who just, well, you can't predict that, because he's a class player, and he's just had a bad day, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were quite flat as a three. I think their job was to hold, to stop Liverpool's counter, while the fullbacks would push on more. But then they were just left without options going forward.
Mm.
Liverpool just snuffed out the fullbacks and then countered quick and sort of just bypassed the whole midfield.
Yeah. Joe Gomez and Van Dijk looking quite solid.
Yeah, definitely. Liverpool's defence was like... I guess you don't really know. I think I thought at the time Liverpool's defence were making Tottenham look bad, but then actually, then when Tottenham played Inter Milan, their attack was just as bad.
Yeah.
And I think Harry Kane's just shit now.
Yeah, I was going to say, Johnny, last week I asked you if this was just another chapter in the continuing saga of the decline of Harry Kane. And so this week I'm going to ask you, is this another chapter?
How long is this book going to be? It's like, yeah, but he has, well, he's more than half a yard off the pace now. And
yeah. How much would you say in yards?
I reckon he's down to 3 yards off the pace. Three yards. There's not many yards left until you have no pace.
Six times more than he was last week.
So, you mentioned Inter Milan. Otto, you want to talk about that game, Spurs?
It was so boring. Until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It was so boring. Literally nothing happened. Eriksen scored a lucky goal after playing a bit of shit. And then what's the striker called?
Icardi.
Yeah.
What a goal.
Banger. Absolute banger.
Like Inter Milan are the kind of team that always score those kind of goals, but they just have like a ball player who really twats the ball from somewhere.
It's just the only time you see Inter Milan
No, I'm pretty sure. But they're more so than other teams. You know, they really rely on just absolute bangers, but I think that's their strategy.
Do you watch a lot of Inter Milan?
I've followed them for many years now.
Can you back this up with a bit of evidence? Who's a previous striker who scored bangers for them?
They all kind of merge into one down at Inter Milan. Okay, I don't know anything about it. I just saw the highlights of the game. I haven't seen Inter Milan in years. Look, just give me some flat.
Spurs have lost.
This is by the blood, but we're just talking general terms about teams we don't know anything about.
But I feel like what I said, there was a kernel of truth to what I said, I think.
Well,
if I Google bald Inter Milan strikers.
What would happen?
So Spurs did not succeed in Europe. Liverpool did succeed in Europe against Paris Saint-Germain at Anfield. The final score was 3-2. Could it have been more than 3-2? Should it have been? What was the score? What should the score have been?
Yeah, it definitely could have been more. But then, yeah, I was surprised at how bad PSG seemed to be. I thought. Given that they're...
Jasper, the obvious question is, like, PSG, are they top-heavy in the attack department and lack in other areas?
Well, the thing about them was the forwards weren't tracking back Neymar and Mbappe. And sort of... Barca used to have Messi and Neymar, but they also had a lot more of the possession than PSG did, so they didn't have to worry about that nearly as much. And also then, like, last year when Barca didn't have as much possession, they kind of switched to a 4-4-2 when they're defending, so Messi can stay forward.
Yeah.
And it seems like PSG just didn't go for any of that.
Yeah.
And again, it seemed like Liverpool won the game comfortably, a bit like Spurs, without even playing that well.
Yeah. And then it wasn't that comfortable in the end. It required a Bobby Firmino banger. It was a great goal.
One-eyed.
Yeah. It seems like, yeah, because we were just talking about how Tottenham seem to have gone back to their old ways. Liverpool also, with their leaky defence, just seem to go back to that kind of, like, they were on the back foot and then they were really struggling.
But they are holding on now.
Yeah.
Which is a difference.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if I'd go as far to say really struggling, you know, but yeah. I would...
Did you see all this about Salah's reaction to the goal?
What's that?
I only saw it briefly. It's like, apparently when Firmino scored, there's a clip of him in the background when Klopp's celebrating, like throwing his water bottle on the ground. Like,
but that's what you do. That's,
can you be like angry?
That's
apparently,
you do,
though, people are saying he actually celebrated first and then was probably doing that because he... out of like relief, because it would have been his mistake that cost them.
Luke, you've got experience. You've played the game at the highest level out of all of us. Have you thrown your water bottle on the ground in celebration or any other emotion?
I've never been much. I've never been one for wearing my heart on my sleeve. You know, it's always a moderate celebration or disappointment. So I've never, I haven't gone for a water bottle throw either out of joy.
Maybe I should rephrase the question. What do you think Salah was doing when he threw his water bottle on the ground?
You know, I mean, I really would have had to have seen the clip or know anything about this. But I'm going to say, I feel like it's probably, he's probably not. I don't think he's going to be pissed off at his team of one after. I think it's probably relief. I think it's probably definitely 100%. Thus, you heard it, yeah. Definitely relief.
Well, you can tweet us. What do you think? Did Mohamed Salah throw his water bowl in anger, disgust, celebration, or any other emotion of your choice at Pilot Pundit?
I think as someone who hasn't played football at the highest level but has played computer games to a reasonably high level, there have definitely been some games that I've won in the last minute and I've thrown my controller to places I didn't mean to throw them.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds like it makes sense as a hypothesis.
Yeah, out of excitement, just an adrenaline rush, is it?
Stephen Warnock said that Sturridge is worth £50 million.
Stephen Warnock is a fucking idiot.
What do you think about that, Otto?
He just drops in value after Stephen Warnock said that.
It was good to see Sturridge back, though. It's his first performance in the Champions League for, well, first start for 6 years, Johnny.
That's insane. I mean, he did well. And, like, he's now, it's just good to have a backup striker that you can rely on, you know?
Uh-huh.
But he's no Firmino.
Can I just go back to the fact we are now taking, why are we taking Stephen Warnock's opinion as, like, any kind of value? Like, what? Where's he been the last years? I saw this headline, it's like, why do we care what Stephen Warnock thinks?
That is a good question.
It's because Sturridge is English and he's complimenting him. That always does well.
Is he Stephen Warnock still playing football?
No, surely not.
No, I don't think so.
Did he ever play football?
I don't know.
I actually think apart from Sturridge's goal, I don't think he was that good.
Yeah, he missed that chance as well.
And he went for a few shots when he had chances like on counter-attacks to like pass like Mane like in or Salah in it, and he would go for like a shot outside the box.
Yeah. It is difficult because you feel like Liverpool... Firmino does lead the line in more ways than one. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. But maybe he's a plan B, you know?
He definitely is, yeah.
It seemed okay. Do you want to stick with the Champions League for a second? Messi scored a hat-trick for Barcelona.
Yeah, it was a really good hat-trick as well.
Dembele looked good.
Yeah, his goal was really good as well.
He scored more goals this season already than the whole of last season.
That's a good stat.
Thanks.
Have you got any more Champions League stats?
I like them to come naturally, so...
Oh, okay. Well, why don't you just lead us on a little bit?
I do not have any much of
them. Okay. So we're recording this on the Wednesday, so... Man City have got Leon. What's going to happen? Man City going to win that game, Motto?
Is it? I thought it was Man United. Oh, it was Man City, sorry.
Yeah, both of them.
Sorry. I was just reading a thing about, what's his name? Depay saying that he's coming back to Manchester, so I assumed it was Man United. But Depay's been in pretty good form.
Yeah.
But as we know... Ligue 1 is the Farmers League and doesn't mean anything if you can score in that league. So they're going to get smashed, absolutely destroyed.
Excellent. Luke, Man United have got young boys away in young boys.
Johnny's favourite team.
They're playing on an artificial pitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I guess. Am I supposed to comment just on that, or what are you going to say?
Luke, like, am I right in saying you've played games abroad in Europe on artificial pitches? Because I know you did a tour into Europe.
I have. I've played abroad in Europe on artificial pitches. It's tough to go to those European artificial pitches. But I think Man U would be all right. Maybe they haven't been terrible in the last couple of games. Maybe they'll resort to Fellaini again.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always something to see, isn't it? Man, you should win. Like, they'll be fine, I hope, maybe.
Well,
they've got a really easy group in general, don't they?
They do.
No, they don't. They've got Juve and Valencia.
Really?
Yeah, Man United.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh,
anyone else want to say? Anyone else want to say? Really? All right.
Let's go for a solid third again to be Europa League. Well, yeah. So if we could just pick up.
Luke, I think last week you predicted Man United were going to win the Champions League.
The other matches, see what happens.
Try to get third. 4 points from Young Boys. You have to get 6 from Young Boys. This is like the first time they've been in the Champions League in like 6 years.
Yeah, so they've really got that youthful energy and excitement, whereas Man U are weary for many, many seasons in the Champions League. No, they should definitely
win last season.
Man U? Yeah, they were. They just did shit in the group stage.
Oh, really?
All right. Shall we go back to the Prem? Because Man United, Luke, your prediction came true in a sense. It wasn't quite a
full... Almost. I really thought that towards the end, if they had nicked a couple of goals, they would literally have ground out a 4-1 victory. So I was really rooting for them to just grab a couple on the break, but it didn't quite happen. But, I guess they won. It doesn't... Like, it's good, in a sense. It's also like, they were really kind of like under the cosh against Watford. But yeah. Maybe that's shit. I mean, Watford aren't going to win the Prem this season.
I think, and look, Watford is going to be a tough place to go this season, I think. And
I think Watford are one, like, world-class striker away from being a sitting team.
I'm sorry, Troy Deeney and Andre Gray.
You said Troy Deeney isn't a world-class striker?
That might be what I'm implying.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'd say he's not.
Watford fans, get in touch. Should we kick Luke off the podcast? Lukaku scored a goal against the lesser side with his belly.
It was such a bad goal.
Yeah.
A good chest by Fellaini, though.
Yeah.
Smalling's goal. I think he has one of the best chest controls in all of football.
He does, 100%.
Smalling's goal was good. Did anyone see Garth Crooks in his weekly column Team of the Week? He said Chris Smalling, his performance was based on the fact that he had changed his haircut.
Quite a few like pundits have had a go at Pogba and like Lingard, haven't they, for taking too much time over.
Well, I've seen Garth Crooks having a go at people.
Yeah, I thought he was so now, but he's in favour of it, is it?
Maybe he's taking the piss.
What was Smalling's hair like before?
Kind of short.
Because it looks like it's suddenly way longer, is the thing.
I think, yeah, it's
good. Like, he's suddenly got that much more hair.
Extensions.
Anyway, it's not that important.
So Man United won. Chelsea looked good again, admittedly against a Cardiff side that aren't probably going to go down. Johnny, are they going to go down?
Cardiff?
Yeah.
Well, I predicted it in the first episode, so yeah, I think they will now.
They haven't won. They've got Man City next. So, Hazard... Jasper, can he win the Golden Boot this season?
Win the Golden Boot?
Yeah.
For, like, best player?
No.
It's top scorer.
I'm talking about the top scorer Golden Boot thing.
No, Hazard can't get top scorer.
He's currently top scorer.
Yeah, but it won't last. Although, actually, he's in fine form, and he really looks like he's having fun these days.
He does.
And he kind of has implied that in a couple of interviews that...
Yeah.
Conte was a bit restrictive, I imagine. Who did you have before that? Mourinho. He's been trapped with these pragmatic
coaches.
It does
seem Sarri's given him the freedom to roam around.
Yeah. And he's forming a nice partnership with Giroud up top.
Yeah.
Which is nice to see.
I wonder what that noise was. So, what else happened that was interesting? Zaha back for Palace, so they won a game.
Oh, his goal was sick.
And did you see...
They literally haven't won a game without him. I can't remember how long of a time, but, like, every game they've played, they haven't got a single one.
See, that would be a good time for a stat, that would.
Yeah, we'll give him a half stat.
Yeah.
I'll be able to find the stat. Is it really worth it?
Well, you're going to have to, like, type, aren't you? We're gonna hear the type.
No, I've got touch.
What do you make about what Zaha was saying about all the challenges going in on him?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's fair enough to complain.
Yeah.
It's like, all the Match of the Day comments were like, oh, I'll take it as a compliment.
I thought that was a bit ridiculous.
But if you get injured, you just can't play.
Yeah, and so, like, there have been some horrible challenges.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he get it any worse than, like, Hazard or that?
It was quite...
He's had some really bad ones recently, I think, that he knows could have caused long-term injuries. That's probably why.
Okay.
I think he's got kind of that thing of because he doesn't get the calls, he starts to like embellish, you know, not dive, embellish. And then he gets a reputation as someone who kind of, you know, throws their arms up in the air, and then referees stop giving the decisions. Yeah. It's a weird one.
Embellish.
Yeah. Jasper's impressed by your use of the word embellish.
Well, because it's like Mane does it a lot. You know, you get your players who kind of, I don't know.
So Newcastle tried to mix it up a little bit against Arsenal, I thought.
Yeah, I didn't see the match, but like 60 odd minutes, I noticed they'd had more possession.
Yeah, it was
very confused.
But they lost.
They lost again. So they've lost against those three, City, Chelsea and Arsenal, all by one goal.
Yeah. No, 2-0 it was Arsenal.
2-1 they pulled back.
Oh, 2-1, yeah. So...
Stop typing.
Stop.
Otto.
There's some furious typing going on.
So I tried so quietly, I'm really sorry.
You can't say it quietly.
So Huddersfield haven't won yet. Cardiff haven't won yet, Newcastle haven't won yet, and Burnley haven't won yet. Luke, are Burnley in trouble this season?
They played Wolves, didn't they, this weekend?
They did, yeah.
No?
Yeah, they did.
Or was it?
Yeah, Wolves won 1-0.
Yeah. I feel like there's worse teams than them down there, you know? I don't feel like they'll be in... like relegation trouble, but it's going to be tough for them not to have like a disappointing season.
Yeah,
it's been a classic case of Europa League screwing you.
Although they haven't really played that much.
Like, they did. They had the qualifiers, which meant they all had to come back in the, early from pre-season. I think they played 2 games, won them, then played Olympiacos, another 2 midweek games, lost them, upset all their Premier League.
Okay, they don't have a very big squad.
Focus. Well, yeah. And also, it's interesting to see, last year, you know, Burnley were flying at the start and Bournemouth hadn't won a game like at this point.
Oh, yeah.
It's the exact opposite this year.
Bournemouth are flying.
Yeah.
Otto, did you see Bournemouth-Leicester?
No.
Did anyone see Bournemouth-Leicester?
I've seen the highlights.
I saw the match of the day.
No, Johnny, saw the highlights, yeah.
Johnny, would you like to comment on that?
I don't know, I remember what happened.
It was 4-2. It was 4-2 to Bournemouth.
Fraser.
Fraser was on fire,
yeah, he was.
He looked good.
Fraser, let's just do a quick sex sign sell with Bournemouth's front three. Fraser, King, Wilson. Jasper, sex sign sell.
Sex Wilson.
Ooh.
Sign sex Wilson. Fraser on current form, I'm gonna say, and sell King.
Yeah.
Is that the right answer?
I don't know. Luke, what do you think about that?
I would go with that. I definitely go with that.
Okay.
I haven't really seen that much of King. I guess he's been playing, but he hasn't done as much on the highlight wheel as he's been playing. So I can see why you'd sell him.
If you're enjoying the In Air Play Repair podcast, you can subscribe to us on SoundCloud. And you can also subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, where you can become notified of the new episodes as they are released. This is the 10th episode, so I thought we'd do something special for the 10th episode.
Oh, how nice.
But I only realised it's the 10th episode as I was saying that sentence. So has anyone got anything interesting to do for the 10th episode?
To do.
I've got my quiz.
Yeah, we did that last episode, though.
Yeah.
So, is this something we might do every time we
We hit big.
Well, how about this? Everton are 10th in the table. Who wants to talk about Everton?
Is that what we have to do?
Oh, yeah, they're I feel like they're, like, a catalyst for interesting games at the moment.
Uh-huh.
You know? There's just goals going in all of their games. For them, against them. They're winning games, losing games. It's, yeah.
It's quite chaos, cool, isn't it?
Spinning it there.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
What was that noise? That was a good noise.
Someone driven off.
That was a motorbike.
Yeah, I would say Everton are quite chaotic at the moment.
Yeah, I think they're a very good 10th place team. You know, they're not just boring, getting a 1-0 win or loss. They're fucking 4-2, 2-2, all that kind of stuff.
Couple of red cards.
Anyone know what's going on with the Barca boys at Everton, though? Mina and Andre Gomez, because they're not playing.
Yeah, they're playing.
No, they're injured or something. They're not playing.
Maybe he's doing that thing, that Klopp thing, where like you buy a player, you just don't put him in the squad for 6 months.
They can train for a year.
You put him in the squad in the first team, and then in a few weeks he's Scotland captain. Isn't that amazing?
Robertson's Scotland captain.
Yeah, they made him Scotland captain the other day.
Above Barry Bannon.
He was like 8 years old.
Above Barry Bannon.
I don't even know if
maybe it's more of a reflection on the Scottish national side than it is on.
How old is Robertson?
I reckon he's 24.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I'll Google it.
Oh no.
I'm typing.
Sorry. 24.
Hey!
Come on! Do I get a point in the quiz?
No.
Oh.
I don't have anything to say about Everton.
Okay, well, where do you think they will finish in the Premier League table simulation? No, not you.
Ninth.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm gonna say 12th.
12.
Wow.
Who's?
Oh, that's a long simulation. I can't go through every single match.
Oh, I just said wow.
But I think. No, but I think they haven't had. Have they had hard games yet? I don't think they have, and they've like. They might put it together. Who knows? But I don't think. Yeah, I think they'll. If they keep like wibbling up and down, then I see them at 12.
Well, they just got defeated by West Ham. So that is not the best sign, is it? West Ham look quite good, Jasper.
Yeah, I think in the previous games they've showed signs of being really good going forward, but have been shocking at the back, and it kind of all came together. Arnautovic is real quality player, I think. I've got a debate. It might be quick. It was one that my old housemates used to argue about for ages. Arnautovic or Zaha? I know slightly different positions, but who would you want in your team?
If I could tame Arnautovic, I would like. If I would, I feel like he's
a little stat about him.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still the case, but I think in 2018 he's got the most goals and assists other than Salah.
Oh.
Arnautovic.
Yeah.
That sounds made up.
It was definitely true a couple of weeks back.
What, in the Premier League?
He's got a couple of assists and a goal or two since, so... Yeah, in the Premier League.
Wow.
Who were the two players you were choosing between? And that's which and who?
Zaha.
Who?
Zaha.
Zaha. You got to choose Zaha.
Yeah. Oh. You do have to choose Zaha.
Yeah, I think Zaha's going to be sold for like 70 mil. For next season, isn't he?
He's consistent. I feel like Arnautovic one week gives you something, the other week gives you something else.
I thought that was the old Arnautovic, the kind of Stoke Arnautovic. I think he's got his head on it. Moyes actually changed him. Oh. Most underrated manager of all time.
Wow.
So West Ham didn't play. West Ham didn't play Wilshire. Wilshire's injured, and then they won. Is this true?
It is true.
Wilshire was the thing. Apparently, they had a really young centre mid who did really well. Can't remember his name.
No, I think Noble played, but I don't think he's
Declan Rice. I think it was Declan Rice. He's usually a centre back, but he played.
Yeah,
Declan Rice, that's it. Yeah, he put a shift in defence, was quality on the ball. They were, yeah, singing his praises.
Mm. Is that just what you heard on Match of the Day, Luke?
Yeah, that is. I'm just forwarding it to you, man. I saw it with my own eyes on Match of the Day.
I think Pellegrini's a good manager.
Yeah.
And I think he's like, they've got a good team and a good manager, and like, it's just they'll be fine. There's no part of their team which is that weak. All of their teams kind of bang just above average. So I think they'll be fine. They'll do well in the end. They'll end up top half of the table.
West Ham.
That's quite a patch, because Everton are ninth by your thing. So, like, where are they squeezing in top half?
Yeah, you've only got about six teams that are, like, definitely in the top nine.
Well, you've got, firstly, who's won the league? Watford have won the league. Fulham are going to really push late on in the table, I reckon. Wolves are class. Then there's the big six. Like, there's not much space left for us.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Man City beat Fulham. It could have been more than the three goals. Yeah.
Apparently Pep cancelled their day off after the game because it wasn't good enough. We had to come in.
Wow.
Hey, they were amazing.
What? They have a day off after the game?
Well, I don't know, but there's, yeah. Like, day of recovery, we had to come in and do more work. I guess not physical work.
Oh.
He wasn't really satisfied.
But he wasn't happy with him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I think if Man City hadn't scored in the second minute, it would have been a very, very, very different game.
As in?
I think conceding it in the first minute, because it was like a stupid goal to concede, it was like a misplaced pass. If that doesn't happen, then I think we could have actually challenged a little bit, but once he's conceding as Man City, that it's just over.
Yeah.
Fulham tried to attack too much.
Now, which was your fear, wasn't it?
It's kind of nice that they tried to.
I think it was quite nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was.
I think going to Man City, may as well just play your game. You're going to get smashed anyway, so what's the point?
It's a nice reminder of how good City can be if a team actually tries to play against them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want Newcastle every week, do you?
No, exactly.
Is it time for a quiz question or two?
Yeah, I can give a couple of questions.
Oh yeah, just get my buzzers quiz time. Sorry, I just had to turn the piano on.
Are we not doing the low one?
Oh yeah, Udders quiz time. Alright, so this is the part. This is the part of the In Our Play and Repair podcast where we hand over to our quiz master Otto_Wolf to give us a quiz.
Alright, so I think this question actually was ruined by Match of the Day, so I'm just going to do it first because it's going to be shit. Sarri won his first five games with Chelsea. Can you name the three other managers that have ever done that in the Premier League
with Chelsea?
No,
with the club.
Won their first five games.
Yeah, won the first five games.
Time.
Only three other managers.
Oh.
Are we jotting this down?
I can't remember that.
I can't remember who they said.
So
you get a point for each one.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum. Alright, Jasper?
I've got two down. Shall I just give you the two?
Okay.
Hit. I'll make up a third like on the spot in a minute. Mourinho.
Alright.
What is that? Yes.
Is that a yes?
I'll give you the answer in the end.
Okay.
Oh, shall I just say it? And just you tell me if you've got it. That's the way of doing it. Is everyone done?
Yeah.
I've only got two.
I haven't got any.
Finish.
It's hard. Is it one their first five games?
When we did the one first five games. Yeah, with their team. It's not of the season, it's just like once they join the team.
Yeah. So they could have joined and just played.
I actually have remembered one of them.
Oh yeah, stop talking, more writing.
Alright, I've got mine.
I can't even think of a manager's name right now.
Okay, well, you're not going to get 3 points for this one. I've got the questions.
All I can think
first
of
one is
Claudio Ranieri, is all I can think of. I just can't think of any others.
Big Sam.
I put Big Sam.
So the first one's pretty obvious. Pep Guardiola. Anybody else?
Yeah, that was me. I got it.
Second one. Ancelotti.
I've got Ancelotti.
Oh,
I know.
Wow.
Outrageous.
Wait, Jasper, have you got it?
Yeah.
Oh. Alright, and the last one, if anyone got this, you get 2 points.
Oh, fuck yes.
Craig Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's in my notes, man. But that's just because my memory suddenly came back.
Yeah, I do remember.
But I did get that one.
You deserve it for your memory,
yeah,
man.
No, thanks.
Wow. Alright.
Did anyone have Craig Shakespeare?
Yeah, I did.
Johnny did. Do the sound.
Johnny did.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, Johnny, amazing. Genius.
Genius, man.
Have you still got our points from last week?
No, Johnny gets 2 points. Yeah, so far it's Jasper's on 6, Thomas on 4, Luke on 5, and Johnny on 4.
Oh, I didn't get any points then.
Tight.
Do you want? I've got another question. I could do one more question.
Yes, let's have it. Let's have it.
I can actually do way more, but no, I can do 2 more. All right, this one's quite hard. So you'll get 2 points for every correct answer.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
British players who have won the Champions League abroad.
As in, like, playing for, like, Bayern Munich or something?
Yeah, there's 4 of them.
So is this Champions League or European Cup?
Yeah. Like? British players who have won the Champions League abroad. One of these...
How many are there?
It's not... They're not all in the Premier League era.
How many are there?
I don't think.
Oh, wow.
Oh yeah.
What only like... three of them are. One of them is not in the Premier League.
How many are we putting?
I'll just find out when the other one was.
Well, how many do we put down?
Four.
This is hard.
So the other one was the year before the Premier League started. One of them is. So it wasn't like long ago.
This would be a great time for me to tell you about while you're coming up with your, because you can play along at home, of course, don't forget. Let's say hello to a new subscriber, Nicole Topper. Yeah.
Hi, Nicole.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hi, Nicole.
You never know with these people on SoundCloud whether they're real or fake, but let's hope she's real.
Please be real.
I've got my 4.
Has she listened or has she just followed?
I don't know, but. We have had quite a lot of plays in the last 24 hours. 10 plays.
Good stuff.
Yeah. User 83224307 has listened 11 times in the last 24
hours. No way. Absolute legend.
Wow.
Well. All right, let's have the, should we do the answers?
I've got my 4.
4?
That's what you said,
right? Is everyone there 4?
Oh, God.
Got 3.
I cannot...
Alright, well, 3 is going to have to do, because time's up.
Alright.
So the first one, I think everyone would have gotten this one. Gmail.
Yes.
Did everyone get that? Okay, so I'm just looking at that. Actually, I'll add the scores because it just looks better to have higher numbers.
Other than Gmail.
The second one is, and you guys might remember this from when we went to Dortmund, Paul Lambert.
No.
Unbelievable.
Steve
McManus.
Yeah! Oh, no.
Wait, who got that?
Yeah, me and Tom got that.
Oh, nice. Nice work, guys.
Thanks.
What? How? When?
Real Madrid.
Yeah. Naughty.
And the last one. Owen Hargreaves.
Yeah! I forgot!
What a legend.
Oh, excellent.
But who got
that?
It's me and Tom.
Oh, nice. Oh, Thomas, you would not do too well. You've really done well.
It's double points round.
I've done very well.
It was double points round.
Is it still double
the
points?
Scores are now.
No.
Huh?
Was it still double points this round?
Yeah, there's 2 points for each answer.
Wow, that's very generous.
That's mad. Oh, yeah.
That was a hard round.
Thank you.
Okay. No, I've got... Yeah, I'm
not. It wasn't hard for Tom.
Jasper and Thomas are on 10, Luke's on 7, and Johnny on 8.
Ooh.
I'm ahead of Luke.
I hate it though.
Hello, Luke. Down the bottom of the table. Hello.
We could do, so we've got like a relegation zone.
Oh yeah, Luke's in danger.
Next season. How did Johnny get Luke's kicked off the podcast? Obviously didn't know enough. He's off the podcast.
Oh, that was an excellent round.
I think that should just conclude all the questions and my quiz.
That's good.
The outro.
Tune in next time for more Otto's quiz time.
Otto's
quiz time.
resolve it.
Does anyone have anything other to discuss? Anything else?
I've got a weird little story.
Okay.
If you want it.
Yeah, let's have it.
It was about Sheffield Wednesday the other day. I'll read the headline to you. Sheffield Wednesday fans disgust after woman performs sex act on man during game at Hillsborough.
Oh.
This is the story that, yeah, she's sitting in the stand, this Wednesday fan, yeah. And in front of her. They could be Wednesday fans as well. Some woman was masturbating a bloke.
Wow.
That's just, yeah, Sheffield Wednesday fans.
Although she says they spoke in English, but both in foreign accents, so must have been different nationalities.
Brexit.
So, do we think sex acts should be allowed in stadiums?
Well, it's just, like, illegal, really, isn't it?
It is. Do we think foreigners should be allowed in stadiums?
Yes.
Okay. Any opposing views?
No.
We
don't have to be impartial.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how good Wednesday's football is.
Wow. So was it a goal? Were they celebrating and just wipe me off, love?
Yeah, but in a foreign accent, Thomas.
Yeah.
Give us your best foreign accent.
This is my best foreign accent. That is a great story, Jasper. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a fun little story, isn't it?
Pochettino said something about a cow.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody know anything about this?
No, enlighten us.
I've actually got a further quote from the woman I've just found. Do we want it?
Yeah.
He had baggy shorts on, her hand was up them. Don't want to remember the rest.
Jeez.
That was her quote.
The one that saw it.
The one that saw it.
We haven't got an interview it, did it?
That's being odd.
Well, you could tweet us. What do you think? In fact, no, don't tweet us about that.
Yeah, right.
It's obscene.
Obscene.
Pochettino said something about a cow, but I can't remember exactly what it was. It was some metaphor. What he did say that I do remember is he said that journalists were disrespectful to him because they asked him about Kieran Trippier and Toby Alderweireld's presence in the matchday squad.
They were left at home, were they?
They were, and
even
so
in
it was
London.
In London. And for some reason it was disrespectful to ask why they were left at home.
I think the journalists were suggesting that the players he'd chosen were definitely second choice. And he was trying to say that's disrespectful to the players that played to say they were second choice, I think.
But I mean,
that's kind of weird, though.
Journalists just kind of say.
Well, yeah, they're always, like I know.
Also,
you know, when people are losing,
like, they clearly are second choice because they play way less. They're like,
yeah.
What are you talking about, mate? It's disrespectful to play them less, you might as well say.
Stop
the fucking shit, Pochettino.
Yeah, fact.
Start winning games, stop talking crap. That's what I have to say. That's my message straight to Mauricio Pochettino.
Yeah.
Wow.
You twat.
Gee,
you should tweet him there.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's disrespectful journalist.
Yeah, that's very disrespectful.
What is disrespectful? But asking questions is not. You might have Pochettino. Keep at it, good work.
It's a slight variation of Jamie Vardy's chat shit get banged, that, isn't it? Start winning games, stop chatting shit.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what to say after that. That is just. Not that I knew what to say before that, so we've actually talked a little bit about next week. Newcastle have got Palace. That could be a good encounter. Finally see Newcastle. Maybe John Joe Shelby will be back for that one, perhaps.
I do like John
Joe. You think that's the big match of next week?
Well, we've already discussed.
What is that?
Arsenal, Everton. Goals.
Lack of defence.
Chelsea got West Ham. Liverpool play Southampton, or should I say Liverpool B?
Ings is back there, isn't he?
Ings is back
and he's firing on all cylinders.
He is. It's good to see Danny Ings scoring goals in the Premier League again. Jasper
Fulham Watford looks pretty exciting.
Eh?
Fulham Watford.
Well, yeah, how, I mean, that does look quite exciting. How do you see that one going?
It's at the Cottage. So if Fulham are going to stay out of the season, they've got to make their home a fortress, as is the cliche. And so they kind of don't have a choice but to win.
Wow.
So is that Fulham are going to win because they have to win?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't, then it's all over.
Wow.
Big game.
40 points.
It's a cup final. Every game's a cup
final. I reckon we'd be going for a while. All that's left to say is probably thank you and goodbye. So you've been listening to the In Air Play and Pair podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Sorry about this slight technical issues. We'll definitely have that resolved for next week's episode.
We still didn't talk about the Spanish league trying to play a game in America.
Oh yeah, let's briefly talk about that, because the
we had to talk about it next week again.
I thought we did talk about this.
No, that was in the preamble.
Was that in the extra time?
Gianni, whatever his name is, Infantino said that home games should be played at home. So he's not a fan, but I don't think it matters what his opinion is, because he's FIFA, isn't he?
Well, all the captains in the league apart from PK and Ramos have come together and said they don't support it.
I thought Ramos was like alright.
I thought all of them didn't want it, but then like Barca and Girona were the two that were going to play a game over there. I think they're just bored, and they're
and
bored
they both want to.
Wanted it. I don't think the players do. I think like
there's a Barca Girona. Have you seen the deal that they get?
No.
It's like, I haven't actually quite worked it out, but basically, the Girona and Barca fans get like £30 off every home game. It's something stupid.
And they get
like such a good deal. The fans who like lose this one ticket, they get like so much money off their tickets for the whole rest of the season. So like there's a and like Girona and Barcelona are obviously going to make so much money from it, so they are the only two teams that want to do it. But they're just trying to do this thing where they're just trying to like they do it once and then they can slowly normalize it, like give these really good deals. They'll do it again next season with like 8 games or something, not give really good deals, and then slowly they'll stop giving these like benefits to teams that do it.
See,
it's like, I don't think it's
been
scary.
They do like American football games at Wembley, don't they, like once a year?
Yeah, but they travel a lot anyway. Like if you're playing
same distance,
different close. Yeah, it's just as close.
It's still weird though.
It is still weird.
Well, should we just do a quick inner plane repair vote?
I think it's terrible.
No deal.
No deal.
Yeah, I'm fully against it.
Yeah, no deal. Yeah, no deal for
bad,
me.
Real bad.
Luke.
No deal is better than a bad deal.
I think official pilot pundit stance is that Harry Kane is now shit and we do not support this.
He's 3 yards off the pace.
Harry Kane 3 yards off the pace.
Yeah.
The Spanish FA are trying to ruin football.
That can be the title of this podcast. That's good.
Yeah. All right. So with that, let's bring this episode to a close. Let's say thank you and goodbye to Otto_Wolf. Thank you and
goodbye.
let's say a big thank you and goodbye to Luke and Jasper. Follow them on Twitter at Luke and Jasper.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
Hey. You really should have carried on not doing that goodbye.
You should have seen him. He could barely contain himself. And let's say a warm farewell to
yeah, fuck the rest of you. Or if this has been, it's my last one.
Just give them a thank you and goodbye.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I won't mix it up. Thank you and goodbye to @thejdoggydog.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, Chef. It's been a pleasure.
I've been your host at Mr. Jimmy Rowe. This is In Airplane Repair. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you and goodbye.
Yeah.